Welcome back to Prosperity on the Horizon, the podcast that transforms businesses through the power of numbers. If you are listening to this podcast, chances are you are already on your way to exploring your numbers with a desire to understand and master your business finances, realizing the transformative power that numbers hold for your business success. I'm your host, Juliana, your financial storyteller and strategic bookkeeper here at Horizon HQ, and my job is to help busy business owners and entrepreneurs just like you understand your numbers and the story behind them. Knowing your numbers not only helps you understand where your business is at or how your business is performing, but it also helps you make informed decisions, enabling you to maximize your profit, cash, and time. Because true wealth isn't only about having money in the bank, but it's also about having time and freedom to live your dream life on your terms. Let me take you on a journey of deep diving into the heart of your business's financial health. So stay tuned. By the way, if your desire is to become time rich with your numbers in your pocket, make sure you subscribe to our Prosperity Playbook Bulletin to get notified when a new podcast episode is released. And of course, you will get a lot more value out of it. And if you would like to help us prosper, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify or wherever you listen to your pods. It will mean the world to me. And there is just one more thing before we start. If you would like to find out how to avoid the biggest cash flow mistakes that we discussed in our first podcast series, you can download our free ebook about the 7 deadly cash flow sins right now. I'll leave all the links in the show notes for you. This is episode number 15, how to tell that your business is thriving and what to do if it's not. Success is determined by profit. True or false? Is this another myth to debunk? Well, let's see what business success is all about. Many of us believe that the ultimate measure of business success is profitability. While financial health is undoubtedly important, it's not the only factor that determines a thriving business. Let me know if you agree with me on this. Focusing only on profit can lead to overlooking other critical aspects of business performance, such as customer satisfaction, employee morale, and long-term sustainability. So I think we can agree that in reality, a truly successful business achieves a balance between profitability and other key indicators of business health that are also essential for measuring success. But before diving into the main topic of today's episode, it's essential to understand what constitutes a thriving business and how to assess its health. When we talk about a thriving business, there are other factors to consider beyond just profitability. It involves steady revenue growth, a strong and loyal customer base, positive cash flow, a competitive advantage, satisfied employees, operational efficiency, goal achievement, market recognition, and adaptability to change. One of the most important things when running a business is to know when to evaluate your business's health, how to identify areas for improvement, and implementing strategies to eliminate or improve any weaknesses so that you can aim for long-term success. Now let's explore these elements in more detail. We all dream about running a thriving business, don't we? But the question that's top of mind for a lot of business owners is how can you tell if your business is thriving and what to do if it's not? As entrepreneurs, we are continuously looking for signs that our business is on the right track. If we want to experience long-term success, and why wouldn't we have to make sure that we understand the health of our business. But what is business health? Of course, we have a step-by-step process to help business owners learn more about their strengths and weaknesses in their business. In other words, we give them insights into where they are strong or where they are weak, and where there are opportunities to improve on how their business is performing in terms of profitability, cash flow, and time, which means how much time does the business owner spend in their business? Most of the time, probably unnecessarily, because the tasks they spend time on could be delegated or outsourced. My vision for my customers is optimal business performance, prosperity, and peace of mind. And it also involves their time wealth, which shows how much time they are able to spend with their families or doing things outside of their business. We have a form that you can complete. It's available on our website. I'll make sure to add the link to the show notes for you. If you are interested, head over to our website, complete the form. And once the form is completed, we will reach out to you and give you free advice, which will be our personal recommendations on exactly how you can do better in business, including actionable steps. So back to our topic, what are specific areas of your business to focus on, which are also key indicators of success? From a numbers 101 perspective, you need to make sure that your bookkeeping is up to date and accurate. If it's not the case, there's no point in looking at your numbers because they will not tell you the true story about your business. So once your books are up to date, you can look at the data and what the data tells you about your business. First and foremost, steady revenue growth is a basic indicator of a thriving business. If you see a consistent revenue increase over time, it's a clear signal that your business is performing well. I think it's not news to anyone, and I hope that you experience a steady revenue growth in your business. But if not, I hope that by the end of this episode, you will have some takeaways that you can start implementing so that you can get your business back on track. To achieve this, you can focus on having a diverse revenue stream, expanding your customer base, and optimizing your pricing strategy. A strong customer base is also a vital indicator of business health. Having a growing list of satisfied customers who not only return for more, but also refer others to your business is a testament to your value proposition. You can strengthen your customer base by delivering exceptional customer experiences as first priority, and also seek feedback from your customers so that you can work on improvements and invest in customer retention strategies. Okay, what are customer retention strategies? Well, these are initiatives and actions that you can take to encourage existing customers to continue buying from you and to remain loyal over time. With the implementation of these strategies, you can build strong relationships with your customers, you can increase their satisfaction, and also maximize their lifetime value to your business. So here are a few examples of customer retention strategies. You can start a loyalty program where your customers earn points, rewards, or discounts based on their repeat purchases, which will also give them incentives to continue buying from you. Or you can personalize your communication, including your emails, your messages, or offers, based on your customers' purchase history or their preferences, and also their behavior, which will make them feel valued and appreciated, and they will more likely to stay loyal to your brand. Make sure that you provide excellent customer service to make your customers feel exceptional. This may include resolving their issues promptly and going above and beyond to meet their needs. You can also come up with exclusive offers and promotions. These can be special deals like early access to new products or services or special promotions for existing customers, which will make them feel special and encourage them to stay engaged with your business. Community building is sometimes ignored, but it's so important. So think about creating an online space where your customers can interact with each other and with your brand as well. This will also give them a sense of belonging. And again, they will be more likely to stay loyal to your business. Regular engagement is very important. You can stay in touch with your customers through regular newsletters. Just don't call them newsletters, and make sure that you don't spam their inboxes. So focus on sharing valuable information that is valuable to them and avoid sending generic, boring stuff that nobody is interested in. You can also stay in touch with your customers on social media, of course. There are strategies on how to engage with them, what are the best types of posts to connect with your customers or potential customers, or to provide them with educational content, which can keep the brand top of mind and also keep the relationship live. Make sure to ask them for feedback or run surveys, and don't forget to take action based on their suggestions to demonstrate that you value their opinions and care about their experience. If you continuously improve your products, your services, and your processes based on your customers' feedback and based on their changing needs, it will mean that you are committed to delivering value and your customer satisfaction is important to you. This will definitely help retain customers in the long run. Apart from a steady revenue growth and strong customer base, a positive cash flow is essential for the sustainability of your business. If your business consistently brings in more money than it spends, you are in a good position to invest in growth opportunities. To maintain positive cash flow, you need to closely monitor your expenses, negotiate favorable payment terms with your suppliers and also with your customers. And you can also consider implementing payment incentives for early invoice payments, for example. If you have a competitive advantage, it will set your business apart from the competition, which will, of course, contribute to your success. You can stand out in your market by offering unique products or services, or by providing exceptional customer service, or using and leveraging technology. Keep looking around in your competitive landscape, see if there are opportunities for improvement, and invest in innovation. If you have employees, their satisfaction and happiness is a key factor in determining your business's health. If you have happy employees, it means that you've created a positive work environment, which will lead to better business outcomes. You can boost your employee satisfaction by encouraging open communication, also by providing opportunities for your employees for professional and personal growth and development, and also make sure that you recognize and reward your employees for their contributions. The next thing to focus on is operational efficiency, which is critical for the smooth functioning of your business and the ability to scale if that's what you aim for. So work on streamlining your processes and check if there are any inefficiencies that you need to eliminate, which will also allow you to allocate resources more effectively and focus on growth initiatives. Make sure that you regularly review your processes, automate repetitive tasks where possible, and invest in technology solutions to improve operational efficiency. If you consistently meet or exceed your goals, it shows that you are strong in planning and executing your plans. Set SMART goals for your business. In SMART, I mean specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. You can look up this concept and learn more about it. It's game-changing for any business. Also, make sure that you track your progress regularly and adjust your strategies as needed to stay on track. Your market position and brand recognition are also important indicators of your business's performance. If you are being recognized and respected in your industry, it will not only enhance your credibility, but will also help you attract new customers and new opportunities. I always say that investing in marketing and branding is something that every business owner should consider, just like investing in a strategic bookkeeper. So don't forget about that. But about branding, I don't just mean to create a logo with a tagline. There is a lot more than that to branding, and your personal touch matters a lot. Once you've sorted that, and if you increase your visibility, engage with your target audience, where first of all, know who your target audience is, it will differentiate your business from your competitors. Finally, you need to be innovative and adaptive, which is essential for staying ahead in this rapidly changing business world we are in today. The ability to pivot and innovate in response to the changes in the market will help you to secure new opportunities and overcome a lot of challenges. So stay informed about your industry trends, listen to customer feedback, and create a culture of experimentation and continuous improvement within your organization. So as we come close to a conclusion, I think I can say that there is no single metric that defines business success. It's the combination of all these factors that paints the full picture of your business's health. And by monitoring these key indicators and implementing actionable strategies to deal with any areas of concern, you can position your business for long-term success and prosperity. If you find that your business is not thriving as you'd like, don't panic. There are steps you can take to turn things around. Conduct a thorough assessment of your business's strengths and weaknesses. Try to identify areas for improvement and develop a strategic plan to address them. You can seek guidance from mentors, industry experts, or business advisors who can offer valuable insights and support. Or you can go ahead and do our business assessment. Look for the link in the show notes. I'm more than happy to assist you and help you find the weak spots and also highlight the areas where you are really strong in your business. Remember that challenges are an inevitable part of the entrepreneurial journey, but with determination, resilience, and the right strategies in place, you can overcome these challenges and take your business to new heights. So this is a wrap for now. Thank you so much for staying with me. If you like this episode or if you think it would be useful for someone else, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your pods. And if you have any questions, DM me on Instagram at Horizon Accounts. Your business deserves financial wisdom, and my aim is to empower you to make informed decisions. I can't wait to guide you through transformational strategies that will help you do better in business so that you can enjoy a prosperous life you desire. This is Prosperity on the Horizon, where your success story begins with numbers. Remember, your numbers tell the tale of your profit, cash, and time freedom. Until next time.